Happy Monday to you and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Fulks. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at the Lewis Center campus. And we were in week number 2 of our series called Beyond the Shallows, where we're looking at the life of Jesus through the lens of Simon Peter's life and the experiences of the disciples. The big idea for the series is that we learn to follow Jesus one step at a time. Now, we all want to go 10 steps at a time, but what I think we learn is sometimes it's 2 steps forward and then it's 1 step back. And this past week, we talked about a very familiar narrative from the life of the disciples where Jesus feeds the 5,000. And it really should be called Jesus feeds the 20,000 because there were women and children who were also there. And so we really emphasized our core value of personal ministry. Personal ministry, we say, means that we are servants, that we use our time, talent, and treasure for the kingdom. And we just talked about how almost everybody's faith story includes a moment that is something like, somebody asked me to help, to assist, to go, to give my time. And personal ministry is how you grow. Now, it's not the only way that you grow, but it's a big part of how you grow. So a lot of times I think we try and guilt people into serving. And then I think sometimes we try to overhype the personal benefits of serving. But I think as much as the body needs you to serve, you need to serve because it's essential for you to grow. Whenever Jesus passes out this food to these 5,000 people, his interaction with the disciples is so interesting to me. Trying to do the numbers, it really comes out like if my ratios are right, my Southern Ohio math skills are good, it would be like cutting off about 10% of a McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwich and feeding our auditorium on Sunday. It's really staggering what Jesus did, and the disciples felt it. They're like, Jesus, we don't have enough food for these people. And really, that's what personal ministry does. It kind of surfaces this tension between God's request and your resources. And so what happens is we tend to say, well, I don't have time. I don't know enough. And God says, well, bring me what you do know. You've got 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Bring that to me. You don't have a lot of time. Bring me the time you do have. And I don't mean by that we give Jesus the leftovers. I mean, schedule it. And you show up on time when you're supposed to be there and you work the rest of your life around the importance of serving. But I think God says, give me what you do have. Because the struggle for us is if all we do is roll in to church on a Sunday somewhere, 5 minutes late because we made the stop at Starbucks on the way and we kind of halfway sing a song and listen to a message. And what can end up happening, and again, I want to be careful and say there's nothing wrong with going to Starbucks before church. I'm not saying any of that. But what can happen is we develop a consumer mentality instead of becoming really a contributor. Now, the people in their day believed that Messiah would give them bread from heaven, like Moses did with manna in the wilderness. And so when you get over to the Gospel of John, Jesus's commentary on this situation, Jesus says, look, you think Moses gave you bread, but he didn't. My Father gave you bread through Moses's hand. And so Jesus says, so my Father is giving you bread. Now, my Father is the giver, but I am the gift. He says, I am the bread of life. And so when Jesus says, listen, I'm the thing that your soul needs, that your soul is really hungry for, then that really pulls out of us. We have to answer the question, so what's a spiritual diet look like? Are you spending time with the Father? Are you engaging God's word? Are you filled with his presence, with his spirit, because the Son has died for you? And if those things are true, then you're going to want to serve. And this personal ministry value for us really collides with our doctrine of the Holy Spirit. That the Spirit gifts, as Martin Luther said, the Holy Ghost has called me by the gospel. He's illuminated me with gifts and sanctified and preserved me in true faith. In other words, it's the Spirit that draws us to salvation, but the same Spirit illuminates us with gifts. And so all of our gifts animate the body. So how are you using your gifts? We emphasized a few ways to do that on Sunday. And if you're not currently serving, man, please, please, please reach out to us. Do we need help, right? Do we need more volunteers? Do we need more servants? Absolutely. But more than that, you need it. You need to serve. You need to sacrifice. You need the joy of seeing that you're a difference maker. I'm going to pray that for us today as we look at our day, and then I'm going to allow you to pray that as well. God, I'm grateful for all the people who are joining us today. people, God, who want to be difference makers. And so we pray that into reality today, God, that we are servants. Lord, this day that we have in front of us is not ours, it's yours. You've prepared it for us. So show us ways that we can serve. Show us ways that we can serve, maybe God, in some more official ways that we can sign a form, show up at a spot. But God, also show us ways that we can serve people that are more spontaneous, that we can work in conjunction with your plan. God, we're grateful for the way that you love us. It's changing us. Now you take the opportunity to pray.